Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul, and I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. Thanks so much for joining us, as always, here on the Drivecast. Today, we're continuing in our conversation on anger, and specifically looking at confession as it relates to anger, and our sort of core verse, Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. It says this: "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." And sometimes I think it's helpful to ask the why behind that. Why should I not be angry? Maybe that's just the small child in me. But I think the Apostle Paul gives an answer in verse 27, and he says, "And give no opportunity to the devil." And he says that right after he says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." So there seems to be this connection between a sinful anger, which is bitterness, wrath, things like that that we mentioned, and an opportunity for the devil. Well, how can that then work? Well, anger oftentimes is a secondary emotion. We feel something else first that then reveals itself and works itself out as this thing we call anger. The way our devotional talks about it today, which I think is really helpful, is that anger is like a fire alarm. It's useful to alert us of the truth of what we're experiencing. But again, if anger is a secondary emotion, and the devil can use our anger as an opportunity to really, destroy us and shipwreck our faith, perhaps, then we have to ask, well, what is it that's behind my anger? And this is where, as we have done each week in this confession day, we can take a look at our core values to say, okay, what are the things that make me the most angry? When do I snap the most? Who are the people that I'm the most angry with the most consistently? And what is then at the root of that? Oftentimes, if we are angry at our loved ones, I think that's oftentimes it reveals something lacking in our gospel identity. We somehow are insecure in our identity. We're looking at others to fulfill something in us that we feel is missing. And when we feel like those people aren't meeting our expectations, whether that's our spouse, our kids, or whomever it may be, that then works itself out in anger. That's just one example. And so how can you think through, whether it be reaching priority, authentic community, spiritual intimacy, maybe you feel like, hey, you're angry, and you have this anger toward God, but maybe the reason that is you feel an anger toward God is because you don't have an intimacy with God. Maybe there's some intimacy there lacking where the anger then doesn't turn into worship. And there are times when we can cry out, like David does often in the Psalms, and we say, "Why, God? Like, why are you doing this? Where are you, God?" But our anger, our honesty toward God always needs to shift toward worship. It needs to shift toward worship. And so I want us to take time to, we've been talking a lot about the Holy Spirit in our Romans studies on Sunday mornings. And so maybe we take time today to say, "Holy Spirit, would you reveal in me what the root source of my anger is?" And maybe, thinking through this in the context or in the lens of our core values is a helpful thing. Help me identify the root of my anger, therefore confess that root, repent of that, and really experience your transformation, your healing, and your power. And so I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to kick things off. I want to say thanks so much for joining us here on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, we love you. We thank you for your word, that it leads us, it encourages us, and it guides us. I ask, Lord, that you would reveal in us, by the power of your Spirit, the root of our anger, the root of our frustrations, the root of what's going on in our hearts. And we would be able to see those roots, identify those, and understand how we can find our ultimate identity, for example, in you. So Holy Spirit, work in us. We confess of the unrighteous anger that exists in our lives, and we ask you to transform us. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.